fellow Malawians. Let us rise from our slumber and confront the rot that is slowly but surely eroding the foundations of our democracy. On Monday, April 8th, 2025, I reached out to the Malawi Electoral Commission for a response to a disturbing audio clip that had swept across the country the previous day. The audio revealed shocking details of what can only be described as a disgraceful abuse of state house functions for political gain. According to the clip, citizens were being asked to present their voter certificates and national IDs before gaining entry into meetings chaired by President Lazarus Chakwera. After those meetings, participants allegedly walked away with party paraphernalia and cash handouts, all pointing to a systematic effort to bribe voters under the guise of government engagement. These revelations in any healthy democracy would have triggered an immediate response from the electoral body. They would have summoned the urgency of press briefings, of formal inquiries, of institutional outrage. But what did we get? What did the Malawi Electoral Commission give us? Two waits, morning noted. Two words that now echo louder than any gunshot ever fired against the soul of democracy. Two words that tell every Malawian, we see what's happening, but we will do nothing. Two words that reek of cowardice, complicity, and institutional decay. Two ways that spit in the face of the Constitution and in the faces of all those who died for our right to vote freely. MEC, which is constitutionally empowered to uphold the integrity of our elections, chose to whisper into the void when the nation was demanding a roar. This is not just silence. It is betrayal. It is a betrayal of public trust. It is a betrayal of the Constitution. It is a betrayal of the principles that give democracy its name. Where is the investigation? Where is the outrage? Where is the leadership? We are dealing with potential electoral fraud, the abuse of state resources, and the manipulation of voters. And the only response from our Electoral Commission is noted? No, we will not accept that. We will not normalize indifference from institutions whose very existence depends on active engagement. We will not stand by while the referee of the electoral game allows the match to be fixed from the corridors of power. And we will not be silenced by those who mistake their office for a throne and their negligence for neutrality. This moment calls for courage. It calls for responsibility. It calls for institutional accountability. To Mr. Sangwani Mwafulirwa and the entire leadership at MEC, your silence is not neutral. It is political. Your silence does not absolve you. It implicates you. You have chosen to abandon the people, and history will remember your inaction with shame. This is not the time for watching from the sidelines. This is not the time for bureaucratic shrugs. This is not the time for WhatsApp responses. This is the time for action. This is the time to protect the very essence of our democracy. Every day you remain silent is another day the public loses faith in the system. Every moment you refuse to speak up, a dangerous precedent is set. And every time you choose to not, instead of act, the enemies of democracy are abandoned. Let it be known that the people of Malawi are watching. Let it be known that we refuse to be ruled through fear and silence. Let it be known that we will speak where you have chosen to be silent. And let it be known that this battle for transparency, integrity, and justice has only just begun. Make the time for quiet acknowledgement is over. The time for action is now. Speak up or step aside. Investigate or resign. Protect our vote or forfeit your mandate to govern it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your attention. God bless Malawi.